Report, Democrats in Full-Scale Brawl Over Anti-Semitism Resolution. By Joel B. Polak on March 6, 2019. House Democrats cannot agree on a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, and a closed-door meeting Wednesday to discuss the issue reportedly collapsed into infighting as rank-and-file members challenged the party leadership. The meeting erupted into a full-scale brawl Wednesday, The Washington Post reported, as some protested plans to vote this week on a resolution condemning religious hatred, a measure prompted by Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar's comments last week suggesting supporters of Israel have allegiance to a foreign country, original link. Omar, who apologized last month for anti-Semitic comments, set off a new crisis last week when she accused pro-Israel Americans of allegiance to a foreign country. Democrat leaders, who have tried to portray President Donald Trump as a bigot, tried to manage the political fallout by promising a vote on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism on Wednesday. The resolution did not mention Omar specifically, and also condemned anti-Muslim prejudice. The Post noted, initially the measure targeted only anti-Semitism, with some Democrats pushing for a direct rebuke of Omar, but by Tuesday night, facing backlash from members not on board with the plan, leaders decided to expand it to include anti-Muslim bias. Even that was not good enough for the Democratic caucus. In contrast, a resolution passed in January, and supported by Republicans, to condemn racist remarks by Representative Steve King. Arya mentioned King specifically in the opening sentence. Republicans also stripped King of his committee assignments. Democrat leaders have declined to remove Omar from her committees, including the House Foreign Affairs Committee, where she oversees U.S.-Israel relations, among other contentious issues. Speaker Pelosi could not commit Wednesday to a date for a vote on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, and said that she did not think Omar's comments had been intentionally anti-Semitic, even though Omar repeated them after House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair declared publicly that Omar had used a vile anti-Semitic slur. We just caught up W at Speaker Pelosi on Omar. Jake Sherman, at Jake Sherman, March 6, 2019. She said she isn't sure a resolution will get a vote this week. She said Foreign Affairs Committee is writing it. Jake Sherman, at Jake Sherman, March 6, 2019. Pelosi just told us she did not think that Ilhan Omar's comments were intentionally anti-Semitic. Jake Sherman, at Jake Sherman, March 6, 2019. Earlier this month, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, who had earlier defended Omar against charges of anti-Semitism, promised the party would take further action if she failed to learn and persisted in her rhetoric. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.